He was not only thinking that he is fit for the master use, but also he was thinking that he is better than the other disciples. That's why when the Lord addressed him in the first verse, he said, "Do you love me more than these?" And there is a big difference between the Christian life and the worldly life. We seek performance to get approval. We try to prove ourselves that we are worth, that we are good, that we are faithful. And based on what we do, we got the acknowledgement or the approval to be fit. But the Lord's principle is different. He qualified those whom he loved to be faithful. He worked in their hearts. And he loved them regardless of that what we do. We all of us seek approval. All of us seek acknowledgement. All of us seek to prove ourselves that we are good. And this is the mistake of Peter. When the Lord came to wash the disciples' feet, all of them didn't reject except Peter. He said, "You cannot wash my feet." Yeah, they are allowed you, but I am better than them. If they all denied you, I will never deny you, but I will die for your sake. This is how he was self-consumed, relying on his love to the Lord more than the love of the Lord to himself. And this is where we can see the big difference between Peter and John. John recognized and acknowledged himself and identified himself the disciple whom Jesus loves. But if we can hear Peter each time he speaks, he as if he's saying, "I am the disciples who love Jesus." And here we can reap sorrow and bitterness when we are self-consumed and try to prove ourselves that we are good. We try to seek the approval from others. What wonderful love we have, dear friend, to look at the love of the Lord Jesus being addressed and revealed to Peter, who is not any worse than any of us. The Lord loved Peter in all what he has done. When he was proud, when he said, "Far it be for you to go to the cross." When he rejected him, when he refused to wash his feet, when he was not acknowledging his lordship, when he denied him 3 times, as we heard. When you look at ourselves and we see how bad we are in ourselves, unworthy, guilty. But in the same time, the Lord is saying, "I love you. I love you, Peter, no matter what will happen to you." If we can enjoy, and this love comes to our heart, no matter what is my condition, what is my characters, even my behavior, whatever I do, I can enjoy the love of the Lord all the time. If we enjoy this, my dear friends, we will be different Christians. We will be different disciples. When we enjoy the love, it is 100% for us all the time. He will keep us motivated. Rely on him, his love. And this is what the Lord here is asking the question. Do you love me? This is the main thing. Enjoy my love first, and then because I enjoy his love, I can love him in the right way. I can respond to it. It will be an echo of his love to me. I enjoy his unconditional love. I can enjoy his unconditional approval. I am identified myself as his disciple, his child. And based on my acknowledgement and believing of my identity in Him, this will be the ground to act, to perform, to serve, to be able to say to the Lord, I love you. And He, the Lord, after Peter come to his end, acknowledging the Lord's love, that He knows everything, the Lord told him, now, Peter, you are ready to go and to die and to glorify me by a very hard and very sufferings that nobody else can do, but somebody who really enjoyed the love of the Lord. He acknowledged that he is not worthy, but the Lord, His love is wonderful for him. May the Lord help us to enjoy His love. And based on this, based in our acknowledgement of His love to us and our identity in Him, we can perform, we can serve, we can live a Christian life that glorify His wonderful name.